So what's changed, Lisa, since last year's campaign?
Obviously, I wasn't successful in my first petition, so I've left it a little while. So now I felt the right time was for me to start up a new petition, as I've opened up support groups, so I have a large following, so I'm a bit more recognised. And obviously, I have a large backing that is following me in this and helping share and sign so we can get it more out there.
Tell me a little bit about the death certificates and what they mean to you.
In the UK, you can only receive a death certificate after 24 weeks, which I think is wrong, as a lot of us lose children before 24 weeks, and I feel that we are robbed of our children as well as a death or a birth certificate. And I think that it's upsetting that how we can go through something so traumatic and life-changing that they can't give us a death or a birth certificate to say that our child was here, as it is a very important piece of paper for our families.
You mentioned about it kind of helps the grieving process. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
It gives you that little bit of closure. If anything was to happen to me or my partner or anybody else, no one's going to keep our child's memory alive. If they do our family tree, our child's not going to come up on it. So if we have this bit of paper in place, if they was to do our family tree, our children would show up, which I find is very, very important. And once we get that bit of paper, yeah, we're never going to get over the loss of our child, but we have that little bit of closure to say our child was here. You're left with a broken heart and a lifetime of wonder of who your child's going to be. And obviously our world is turned upside down. So having this certificate will help